Section 1. You will hear a woman asking about membership of a society. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hi. I'd like some information about joining the International Arts Society.
That's no problem. What exactly can I help you with?
First of all, I'd like to know about the membership fee.
Well, there are two types of membership.
The answer is A. So A has been circled. Now the test will begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hi. I'd like some information about joining the International Arts Society.
That's no problem. What exactly can I help you with?
First of all, I'd like to know about the membership fee.
Well, there are two types of membership.
Can you tell me what they are?
First, there is lifetime membership, which means that you can have access to all the facilities at the society itself and all exhibitions. Plus, you can have discounts to various events at affiliated arts organisations here and abroad. And on top of that, you can use the Lifetime Members Room.
How much is that type of membership?
Well, the Lifetime Membership fee is £1,537.
OK. It's rather a lot to pay in one go. What about the other membership?
The ordinary membership, that's £193 per year.
That sounds a bit more reasonable. What does that entitle you to?
You can visit the society, including the exhibitions, the library, and follow the arts programmes on weekdays during the opening times from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and at the weekend between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. On Saturday, if there's a special event like a lecture or restricted showing of an exhibition, then it opens until 9 p.m.
So, what is the difference between this and the lifetime membership?
In the long run, you save money, as you're making a one-off payment. And you have exclusive use of the lifetime members room.
OK. What arts programmes do you run?
Well, the society has a very extensive programme to cater for all tastes. There's a series of exhibition rooms for the permanent collection of paintings, watercolours and sculpture. And then there's a new exhibition area which opened at the beginning of the year. And we run a series of courses and lectures to go with the exhibitions.
Can I ask about the lectures? What is scheduled for this year?
The latest list is in this leaflet.
Oh, yes. That looks very good. Are all the exhibitions, etc., free if I join?
Yes, everything is free.
That's fair enough. I think in that case I'll join.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
I just need to take your name, address and telephone number. First, your name.
Margaret Rochester.
I take it that's R-O-C-H-E-S-T-E-R?
Yes, that's it.
And the address?
It's 55 Stone Avenue.
OK. Avenue. And the postcode?
Let's see. It's MA7-4PQ.
And a daytime telephone number?
Can I give you my work number?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's 0207-895-2220 and the extension is 6633. Can I pay by credit card?
Yes, of course. Do you want to pay for the full year at one time or by monthly instalments? You pay £4 extra a month if you pay by instalments.
OK. I think I'll pay by monthly instalments.
Right. If you just complete this form, then we can set up the monthly payments. OK. If you just put your PIN number in the machine, I can deduct the first month's payment. Right. That's gone through. Here's your card. I now just need to take your photograph over here and then I can put it on your membership card.
OK.
That's it. I'll just print out your membership card. Right, here you are.
Thank you. By the way, can I bring any friends to the Society exhibitions and lectures?
With the ordinary membership, we can issue a day pass once a fortnight, which allows you to bring a friend in. But you have to accompany them.
Thank you. Can I go in now?
Yes. You just swipe your card here.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.